Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome to Locked On Eagles. I am Teron Davenport. Today's show is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets, and make sure you use the promo code LOEAGLES. That gets you a $20 rebate on your first purchase. We're going to double dip today. The Locked On Eagles podcast, as you know, is a daily podcast, but today we're going to give you a bonus one, and I apologize for the background noise. We are here at the NovaCare Center as they get things on and off the field to set up the fan experience. So just bear with me as we talk shop. I wanted to bring you this interview that we had with Paul Turner today, undrafted free agent receiver, a guy that's elevating up the depth chart. He's someone that took some first team reps at the slot position, had a really good game on Thursday against the Buccaneers. So let's go ahead and get right into that interview, and then we'll come on back, talk a little more shop.
Paul, when you were at LSU, was Jarvis and Odell there?
Yeah, they both were there. We all came in the same year.
What was the competition like being there with those guys?
It was real tough. You know what I'm saying? It was difficult, especially coming in, transitioning to a new position. You know, I was trying to learn the receiver, but it was good having guys like Odell and Jarvis and Ruben and Russell Shepard and those guys who were there trying to take me on their wing and just showing you the in and outs of how to get in and out of breaks, how to be a receiver. So, but the competition, you know what I'm saying, it was real stiff. But all competition does is make you a better player. And ultimately, that's what it did.
When you look at coming into this camp, I mean, what was the mindset? You came in, you know, undrafted free agent. I've seen you elevate up the depth chart. Frank Reich has said he's been impressed. Greg Lewis has been impressed. What was your mindset coming in, and what did you want to show immediately?
I can play here, and I feel like that's what all of us want to come in and do. All undrafted free agents and the guys who were drafted, just come in and just show that we can play in the NFL, showing that we can compete with the guys who are already here. And I feel like that's what we tried to do. The biggest thing that we tried to do is get in there and understand the playbook. And as soon as you can get in there and understand that in a more in-depth way, then you can play faster. And the faster you're able to play, you know what I'm saying, the better you are to play out there on the field. And so I feel like that's what we all have tried to do thus far. And I feel like that's what we got to continue to do in order to try to move up, in order to try to improve our stock.
The timing is so important in this offense. You as a slot guy, I mean, I'm not going to funnel you just to the slot. I know you can play outside, but a lot of your damage is going to be done from the slot. Mm-hmm. The chemistry is so important. Can you just speak on the chemistry and how you have to be where the quarterback expects you, when he expects you to be there?
Well, yeah. You know, that's even outside too. You know what I'm saying? Just playing receiver in general, you got to have great timing and great chemistry with the quarterback. And I think that, you know, Sam and Carson and Chase, they all have done a great job of doing that. Especially at the beginning in OTAs and stuff like that, you know, staying out there and working with them and working on the timing. I think that's what's helped each and every one of us have great chemistry with the quarterbacks. And I think that that's something that we all have to continuously do in order to get better, and then once we continue to do that, that'll make the offense better as a whole.
How do you think you played Thursday night? You had a lot of receptions, but does that tell the full story?
I feel like I played okay. You know, I feel like there was a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things that I felt like after looking at the film that I could go back and get better at, and I feel like that's the biggest thing, is just going out there with the mindset of knowing that I can't be content with what I did last week, but I have to go out there with the same mindset of trying to get better each week. And I feel like that's not only what my mindset is, but that's what our mindset is as the offense.
Frank Reich said you were the second, even the third option on those passes you caught. Do you have to keep yourself alive longer when you're, you know, when you're the second read or the third read, would you say, as opposed to the first read?
I think that you just got to try to stay alive during the play at all times. Even if you're the first, second, or third read, you know what I'm saying? The quarterback may scramble, as you saw Carson scrambling several times this past Thursday, but you know what I'm saying, you got to try to make sure you stay alive because you never know where the quarterback is going to be, and you always want to be open when he's ready to throw.
What was your position change when you went to LSU?
I played quarterback, so we ran the read option, and that's what I played my whole life, and so that was making that transition from playing quarterback to receiver. which was an adjustment, but I guess hard work pays off, and all glory to God.
And why did you transfer?
Well, my mom got sick and my grandmother got sick, so I wanted to transfer somewhere back home that I can help take care of them.
How are they doing?
They're great. They're doing good better. Okay. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Yeah, that's good. And then what do you want to do Thursday night? I mean, do you want to continue to obviously make catches? And then, you know, what can you improve on, I guess I should say?
Well, my whole mindset is not just focusing so much on myself, but just trying to do the little things right, going out there and do the little things right. And if I can do my job, then overall we can be better as an offense. And the goal is to go out there and try to be successful as an overall unit. And I think that if I can go out there and we all can go out there and do our individual jobs, then the offense will look explosive, and then you'll have great numbers too. So I think that if we can just go out there and take care of our job, then we'll be fine.
You ever find yourself looking at the numbers and saying, okay, how many receivers are they going to keep? And, okay, Jordan Matthews has a job and Nelson Aguilar, and where do I fit? Do you find yourself looking at that at all late at night before you go to sleep or anything like that?
Honestly, no. Honestly, my whole mindset is that I know what my God can do, and I know what I prayed on, and I know that at the end of the day, God has me, and God is going to take care of me, and whatever he has for me is for me. And so I just got to continue to place my faith in him, which is what I'm doing, and I know everything else will work out together for my good.
Can we call you prime time? Because they call you PT.
Not really, man. But we can stick with PT, okay. Though. You know, prime time is... That's Dion. I'll let him have that.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not ready for that yet.
Okay. No, not yet.
One of the things, looking at the DBs on this roster, the corners specifically, you got a bigger guy like Rowe, you got a smaller guy like McKelvin. Mm-hmm. How does your stem, your release, and your approach change when you're going against a guy like Rowe, who likes to jam you, or a guy like Nolan Carroll, who likes the pattern match?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to go out there and you got to study your opponent. Like you said, you know what I'm saying, different cornerbacks like to do different techniques, especially at the line of scrimmage. And so I guess the biggest thing is just studying what they do and what they like to do, and then just going out there and making an adjustment off of what they're doing. Like you said, Rowe likes to press. He likes to get his hands on you. So you can't just sit there and try to work a release on him. You know, you got to get going. You know what I'm saying? You got to hurry up and maybe give him a speed move or give him one stick and be gone. You know what I'm saying? And you got to get skinny around them. So, I mean, the biggest thing is not only with them, but in the game, is just studying your opponent and trying to see what they do best and what their tendencies are. And then I feel like that's what makes you a great student of the game, and that's what makes you a better player ultimately. And I feel like Coach Lewis has done a great job of just showing us what different cornerbacks like to do, especially our cornerbacks, but just showing us what, you know what I'm saying, what defenses like to do and what their tendencies are. And I feel like if you can overall get a great concept of that, then that'll make you a great player.
Buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. I use SeatGeek. I use the app to purchase tickets to a Drake concert next weekend. SeatGeek, it's the first place I go to look for tickets to a game or concert. I have the app on my phone. I just used it the other day. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans like you. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best deal possible. SeatGeek does all the work. You save the time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on its value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, you guys, my listeners to the Locked On Eagles podcast, get a special $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you have to do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code L-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, all caps. That's capital L-O-E-A-G-L-E-S. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you make your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code L-O-E-A-G-L-E-S today. Folks, that background noise that you heard while we were doing the Paul Turner interview, that was the jugs machine, and that's one of the things that the Eagles are doing. The receivers, DBs, running backs, tight ends, all of them, they're using these jugs machines to improve the catching of the football. I know that's a concern that you guys all have about the offensive skill position players that, you know, catching the football, and they're working on that. They even have a jugs machine that shoots tennis balls, and they're catching the tennis balls. They're doing everything they can to make sure that process gets better. just getting back to Paul Turner, one of the things I wanted to bring up about Paul Turner is just the fact that he can play on the inside and outside. And he's a guy that's able to get position outside, use his quickness, and get downfield and make plays. He's been actually the most consistent wide receiver in camp for the Eagles this training camp. And he's catching the attention of other coaches. They have confidence in him. They want to get him the football. And they're using him as the first or second read on a number of plays that they're calling. They're designing ways to get him the football. And that's because he catches the ball so well. He's able to do things with the ball after he gets it in his hands. And he could get where the quarterback needs him to be. And that's so important in a timing offense. So I wanted to bring you that interview with Paul Turner. Again, this is a bonus edition of the Locked On Sports, Locked On Eagles podcast today. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. Be sure to follow me at @TDavenport_NFL. In addition to that, listen to all the shows across the Locked On Sports Network. Need that follow from you as well. Be sure to follow us on Audio Boom, Locked On Eagles. Every day we bring you this content, Monday through Friday. We'll be back tomorrow with some more interviews. Any interview requests, definitely make sure you shoot them to me on Twitter @TDavenport_NFL. I got that Byron Marshall and Chris Givens coming for you guys. I know you made that request, and I'll get it to you. I'll talk to them tomorrow. We will talk to you tomorrow. We will be back. Check out the work on theeagleswire.usatoday.com.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.